we're chatting about famous people this morning. Did you ever bump into someone famous and they said something to you? What did they say? Chris Hoy sent me a tweet this morning. I'm dead chuffed. So, did you ever meet someone famous and what did they say to you? It's my the best one. On Facebook, Karen says, Jasper Carrot once said to me, 20 Benson and Hedges, please. I worked in a chippy in Clark Street. And he was doing a show across the road. And he came across to get his cigarettes. I'll never forget it. That's a belter, isn't it?
And Darren Stewart on Facebook saying, Billy Connolly was his. He said, good afternoon, Darren. Can I check in, please? I was so chuffed he knew my name, then realised I was wearing a name badge.
Barry says, I met Ronnie Corbett once. And I was so excited, I just blurted out, you're Ronnie Corbett! He said, no, I'm not, and walked away. How could he not be Ronnie Corbett? There's nobody else that looks like him. Sam from Musselburgh's on the phone. What are you saying, Sam?
I served, is it Bobby Charlton, the one from Newcastle, the England manager guy?
Bobby Charlton, that played for Manchester United. Oh, yes. No, do you mean his brother, Jack Charlton?
Jack, that was it.
Jack Charlton, okay.
Jack Charlton. I served him at Fordal Service Station when I worked there years ago.
Yeah.
And this was just after he'd done all the shredded wheat adverts. And I was just, like, standing there, just starstruck and everything. But as he left, I said, I like my shredded wheat. And he went, not funny, and walked out.
Oh, dear.
Oh, he must get that all the time, right?
Yes, he must do.
Oh, brilliant. Good story. Thanks, Sam.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day. Gary and Dalkeith, what are you saying?
I spoke to Tiger Woods at the Open last year.
No! Did you? Tiger Woods!
Yeah, I was a greenkeeper at Muirfield at the time.
Yeah.
And he was out one of the practice rounds really early in the morning, and he just general chit chat about the course, and he asked what I thought the weather was going to do for the rest of the week and stuff. So that was pretty cool. Him and his caddy Joe Lacaba.
Wow, that is cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool. And I bet you never told him it's going to be absolutely scorching, which it was.
I think it was more interested in the wind and stuff, but it was a pretty cool moment.
I have to say, Gary, that's probably the coolest one we've had so far. Thanks for phoning, mate. Have a great day.
Thanks, bye.
It's from Lana. She said, I met Ollie Murs at Tea in the Park. I volunteered there as a condom distributor. I gave him a wee free bag of assorted flavours. He was so chuffed. He gave me a cheeky wee kiss and told me the people of Scotland were so friendly and he'd have fun with his present. Thanks!
Now, let's move on swiftly before you say anything else stupid. Your famous one, you once were spoken to by Prince Charles.
I was, yes.
This is a great story, this is genuine. And you were hosting an event and Prince Charles was there.
At the Palace of Holyrood, and he was sat directly in front of me. And needless to say, I was a little nervous.
Of course you were,
and it was all going swimmingly until someone came up behind me and whispered in my ear, His Royal Highness would like to say a few words.
And you were the host, so you had to...
I was the host, I thought, okay.
You had to introduce him then.
So at an appropriate moment, when a debate had come to an end, I said, well, ladies and gentlemen, I do believe His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales, would like to say a few words. And he looked right at me and said, do I? It was the worst moment of my life. And I just said to him, I believe you do.
Yes, you do. Now get up.
So he did. He got up and then spoke for about 20 minutes. But honestly, I thought my moment had come.
So it was like one of his lackeys said down to your ear. You had to go and do it.
Yeah. Oh, it was a scary moment.
There's another Sean Connery one. Have you ever met anybody famous and what did they say to you? Kirsty says, I once saw Sean Connery at the Edinburgh Festival. I was 17. I'm 32 now. And I was so excited, I just pointed at him and said, it's you! And he replied, yes. Yes, it is. Isn't that brilliant? Jill from Dunfermline, what are you saying, Jill?
My husband and I once went to a Bryan Adams concert at the SECC. My husband decided to leave about 10 minutes early to try and avoid the traffic going out.
Oh, the car park's a nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah, so we were walking round and somebody came up behind me and put their arm round me. And I turned round and it was Bryan Adams.
You're kidding?
Yeah.
What's he doing in the car park? He should have been on the stage.
We hadn't actually got to the car park at that point. We were just heading to the exit. Turned round and looked at him and I was kind of that's Brian Adams. He's got his arm round me.
Yeah.
And he said, are you leaving already?
And I bet you said to him, ah, well, the car park's a nightmare, Brian. I'm trying to get out of here. Well, it takes me forever to get back to Edinburgh.
I couldn't think of anything to say, so I just kind of looked at him and said, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, see, that happens. Sometimes you get a little bit... That's starstruck right there. That's what it is. You'd
exactly.
get all tongue-twisted. Good story. Listen, Jill, thanks for phoning.
OK, then.
Bye.
With ESPC, back tomorrow morning from 6. 4-1.